This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. Talking about just, it's craziness out there, this world. Michael Cohen being sentenced. Michael Flynn maybe sentenced. Actually, the judge is saying, not so quick, Mr. Mueller. Let's see the real facts behind your comments. A crazy investigation going on with this whole Mueller thing. And, of course, designed to destroy and disrupt the presidency of the United States. It's a slow-moving coup d'etat right in front of us. And something, I think this whole special counsel thing needs to really kind of go away. Anyway, so we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. You want to visit our website, 821R.com. And also, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, so Paradise Fire, the camp, so-called Camp Fire, Camp Creek, Polga, a lot of things going on there. We got some news and information, but I want to get past this. 60 Minutes did a thing on this the other day. And they're playing up to the Cal Fire thing, and I'm going to play some excerpts from it. We're going to start right now because it's going to take up quite a bit of time here on the show, but I want to get it out, at least what the 60 Minutes people are saying. Now, you got to remember that the 60 Minutes people collude very closely with Jerry Brown and the globalists. They're clearly globalists. And so you're going to get a globalist view on the Camp Fire, right? Now, when you hear my commentaries and so on, you're going to get the other side. But I want you to hear clearly what they're saying so that you kind of, you know, really see the delusional aspects of what's going on here with these folks. Because it's delusional. I mean, I let you hear it for yourself and say, oh, 60 Minutes, they're so authoritative. They've got the authority. They've got everything going. Now, they can tell us everything. Not really. Not really. So let's take a peek here.
The morning of November 8th, a massive wildfire tore through California mountain communities north of Sacramento. Because it started near Camp Creek Road, it was called the Camp Fire. The cause is still under investigation. But within a couple of hours, it devoured the town of Paradise, population 27,000. About 95% of Paradise was lost. Its smaller neighbors, Concow and Magalia, were all but destroyed. Until now, last year's wildfire in California's wine country was the worst on record in the state. The Federal Climate Report, released last month, warns increasing extreme heat and drought conditions could make future wildfires even worse.
Let's note, federal agencies released that document, which are still tightly held globalist agencies from the Obama administration. Get it?
Tonight, we'll take you into the campfire and show you what the firefighters saw. That video and the destruction had us wondering how anything could be worse.
The story will continue in a moment.
Well, in a moment. Now, it gives me time to tell you. Could be worse. I've been up there 5 times. I've been to all those communities. But I can tell you it's like a nuclear bomb. I've never seen such things unless I've seen pictures of nuclear bombs going off, the two that destroyed Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Same thing. Same thing. I've gone up there with teams of people to investigate the fire. And we haven't put out our report yet because I'm sure that whatever is going on here is not the same as what you're experiencing or what you're going to hear and see in the 60 Minutes report. That's just my opinion. They're going to tell you the globalist side of the story. That's going to be the emphasis here in this particular part of this show. I mean, their show, Paradise.
This is Paradise, or what remains of it, block after ashen block of burned houses and ruined lives. 3 weeks ago, children played here, people shopped here, and families prayed here. The wildfire that roared through Paradise was as random as it was merciless. In just a few terrifying hours, it killed about 90 people and destroyed almost 19,000 buildings, businesses, and homes. Paradise sits in the heart of Butte County. On the morning of November 8th, County Sheriff and Coroner Corey Honey woke up and saw an ominous glow. He knew it was a fire, and it was heading his way.
So at what point in the morning did you realize that you had to evacuate this whole town?
I think the best way that I can characterize it is it was outrunning us before we even knew we were in a race or what direction the race was going to take us. It was dark. It seemed like it was nighttime because the smoke had blocked out the sun. Ash and embers were raining down. And as the fire grew closer, there was this real sense of it being hell on earth.
Mandatory evacuation to all of Paradise. Get people moving now!
The sheriff quickly mobilized his deputies. Firefighters raced to defend the town, but they were overwhelmed. The fire was too fast and too big.
I'm coming.
Strike Team 9231C found themselves driving straight into the inferno. The crew shot this video from the truck.
This thing's gonna make a hard left.
Captain John Jessen was behind the wheel. He told us he's seen many wildfires in his 24 years as a California state firefighter, but all paled compared to this.
What made this one so different?
The fire front that was coming up the canyon was literally miles long and 200-foot flame length. It's hard to describe how fast this fire was moving.
Residents fleeing the maelstrom had turned all routes out of Paradise into gridlock death traps. The strike team got caught in the traffic jam.
Why are these people here? You need to get the out of here.
Panicked people abandoned their cars. A sheriff's deputy captured the chaos on his body cam.
They got it.
Four people made their way to the strike team truck, including Eva Walker.
What was the fire doing at this point?
The bushes were catching on fire. The trees were on fire. So you're moving to get away from the flames, but there's nowhere to move to.
She thought she'd been saved when the strike team pulled her into the truck. Captain Jessen made a desperate radio call for air support, but the smoke was too thick, the winds too strong for help from above.
The destruction.
Firefighter Casey Peck quietly started to pray.
And I was just thinking to myself, just praying, like, please, Lord, be merciful and watch over us, watch over our families.
You were praying for your life?
Yeah.
Just then, through the darkness, two lights appeared. A firefighter driving a bulldozer responded to Jessen's call for help and started clearing an escape route.
All of a sudden, the bulldozer, who I swear to God is an angel, was the one who came through. I don't know where that man came from. I mean, who does that? Who drives into the flames? He did.
You called him an angel?
Called him an angel. He saved all of us.
Her angel was bulldozer driver Joe Kennedy.
So I was taking the burning cars and pushing them off the road away from the people in the cars that weren't on fire.
Sam Layton was behind Kennedy in another fire truck. Both opened their doors to let people in.
It was a blessing and a curse to go to that fire, but I'm happy that I was there to help people.
Layton, Kennedy, and the strike team took nine civilians to safety, then turned around, went back in, and saved more.
There's points where you're scared or where you think, I shouldn't have come this far into the fire. But at the same time, you have to keep going because lives and property are at stake.
We were in a situation where there weren't enough fire engines and there weren't enough law enforcement officers.
The resources all overwhelmed by this fire?
Absolutely.
How would you describe this fire?
Apocalyptic.
Using this new tool, Ken Pimlott, chief of the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, showed us how fast the campfire spread. Computerized projections on this 3D map chart the course of the fire.
Where did the fire start?
Fire started in the community of Polga at about 6:30 in the morning on November 8th, and it was quickly accelerated by 40-mile-an-hour winds coming from the north.
Look at this.
Yeah, the fire was growing at this time at a rate of one football field a second, so an acre a second.
Football field a second.
Yes. Within 2 hours, the fire is impacting the community of Paradise. It took 12 hours to essentially consume all of that. That was a record pace.
How many acres? Interesting number.
153,300 acres.
Wow. What's going on? Everyone says that this is
the new normal.
We're now every year seeing fires like this that are becoming more and more extreme. We had 5 years of drought. The vegetation is...
Stop. Last year, this liar is not telling you the truth. Last year, we had one of the heaviest rainfall seasons on record in California, including up here. The year before that, remember? He doesn't want to talk about that. No. It doesn't fit the narrative of the last 5 years we had drought. No, we don't want to talk about that now, do we? No, because we want the narrative of climate change to enter the discussion now. Now, and forget about the fact that they have done nothing. They have done nothing to mitigate the duff, the buildup over 30 years around Paradise, Concal, that whole area. Now, I know that there was a Concal fire. I know. I was involved in that. I get that. And there was some relief there because it burned off 10, 12 years ago. But here's the deal. The land was not managed properly by Cal Fire. And it was not managed properly by the federal government with Obama. So where's Jerry Brown in all this? Where Jerry Brown, let's be truthful now, let's be honest here, Jerry Brown was vetoing legislation passed by our own legislature in California, unanimous votes, by the way, in the Assembly and the Senate, to bring relief to this, to clear the brush, to clear the duff, to clear the forest. We forget about that now, don't we? We don't want to talk about that. This is the big lie they're telling.
Just is critically parched. Our temperatures, the mean temperature in the state is going up.
Ah, the mean temperature in the state is going up. Really?
And so these are all factors that are just really a combination of things that are driving very extreme events.
Ah, and that, of course, is climate change. Just a few lies mixed in with a few strange oddities, right? Has anybody, I don't think anybody in 60 Minutes is going to point their cameras to the sky now, are they?
The same day wildfire raised paradise, the Woolsey Fire erupted in Southern California. The wind-whipped flames killed 3 people, destroyed 1,500 structures, and burned more than 90,000 acres in and around Malibu. The brown, fire-scarred terrain can be seen from space.
Californians have to learn to live with fires like this?
These fires are showing no sign of letting up. There's no reason for them to stop based on the...
This guy is a lying monster.
...conditions that we're seeing.
Hey, any luck on tracking that fellow down?
As sheriff, Corey Honey is coordinating law enforcement's response in Paradise.
This is horrible work, and I'm sorry that you have to do it.
As coroner, he's overseen the search of every structure burned in the fire, looking for remains. In the immediate aftermath of the fire, there were nearly 1,300 people unaccounted for. That number has fallen to 25.
How do you check every site?
Yeah, it's unprecedented. We have brought in search teams from all throughout California, urban search rescue coroners teams, forensic anthropologists, to see if we can determine whether or not there are human remains there. And if they are, of course, we want to recover them and do what's necessary to return those remains to the family.
Can you tell me what the search team is doing behind us right now?
Because this fire burns so hot and so intensely, those remains are often completely consumed or nearly completely consumed. And so these guys are looking for bones or bone fragments, which is why we have the anthropologists here to help identify those.
Search crews and volunteer anthropologists and medical examiners meticulously sifted through ash and debris as though on an archaeological dig, zeroing in on bathrooms, front doors, porches, places people might seek shelter or get trapped. It was detailed, sacred work. Remains were removed in blue body bags. Some, the charred fragments, fit in brown paper bags. All the body bags were brought to the morgue in Sacramento.
So once you get these remains, how are you trying to identify who the victim is?
Early on, we were able to use some of the more traditional means of identifying human remains, including fingerprints, dental records, things of that nature. And we'll continue to do that where that's possible. But at this point, what we're finding, we're going to mostly have to rely upon DNA analysis.
In mass casualty disasters, identifying remains using DNA normally takes months. The sheriff turned to a new rapid DNA identification technology. It was used here for the first time in a disaster zone. Inventor Dr. Richard Selden says he can identify remains in just hours.
These victims were incinerated. How much material do you need to analyze, to come up with?
Let's stop here for a second. Incinerated. And now, I've been up there and I've watched the teams extracting victims. I see how they work, and they're very, very meticulous, very professional, I might add. And everything you're hearing from Corey Honey here is the absolute truth. He's done a masterful job. But let's be very, very clear about how human remains can be incinerated. Now, in talking to people who do these things, when you cremate someone, at a temperature of about 1,900 to 2,100 degrees, the bones are left. There's still bones after 90 minutes of burn. Your bones have to be ground up into dust. Now, in order to incinerate someone completely with the bones being incinerated, that burn has to be between 3 and 4,000 degrees. I want you to think about that as we listen to this and they talk about this and whether or not they can identify any kind of genetic material from something that burns so hot in which you have so few remains.
A match. Just a swab, a Q-tip that had been rubbed against the right tissue, or a small fragment of bone, sometimes a small fragment of muscle or liver. That very small fragment would allow us to get the DNA ID and in many, many cases, solve the case, make the identification.
Did you fear or worry that you might not be able to get some material that you could use to identify people?
I was shocked when I saw the first remains. The kind of samples they handled, I was pretty sure weren't going to work. I told our technical team, let's do it anyway, 5% chance. And the first 8 samples all worked perfectly.
Selden set up shop in a rented RV in the coroner's parking lot.
This is it. This is somebody.
He took a process that once required an entire lab and shrunk it down to a piece of plastic. Swabs of body tissue or bone are placed inside what he calls the chip, where DNA is purified and separated. The results are matched with DNA samples provided by relatives. By the end of last week, 41 victims had been identified, 31 of them with rapid DNA.
Has the technology proven true to the promise?
We've been very, very pleased with the technology, not only in terms of its ability to confirm the identities, but the speed with which it's able to do that. The longer that process is, the worse it is for the family, in my view.
78-year-old Marie Weehe lived alone in the deep woods just outside Paradise. Her children, Bonnie and Tommy, and his wife Lisa, last heard from Marie the night before the fire.
She said, I love you, and I love you too. I haven't spoke to her since.
For 12 days, they searched and hoped to find Marie in a shelter. They heard the sheriff was encouraging relatives of the missing to provide DNA samples. 5 days after Bonnie and Tommy gave their swabs, a match was made. Their mother's remains were found in her truck, not far from her house.
What does that knowing do
for
you?
We know she's been found.
It's on the road to recovery.
She was one of the many victims that were trapped in her car, or truck in this case.
I don't know if you can ever say we'll ever recover from this, but it gives us peace of mind to know that we can try to get some closure and that we have found her.
Yeah.
So
she's not going to be missing forever.
No.
The campfire destroyed just about everything in Paradise. After fires like this, nature has a way of rebounding. The question is, can Paradise?
On the morning of November 8th, there was a thriving community, and in a matter of hours, it's wiped out. It's gone.
How do you recover from something like this?
Well, when that happens, I'll let you know. But we have a long road ahead of us.
Yep. And trust me, Paradise will come back. It'll come back. And when it does, it'll probably be in a new state. A new state called New California. You see, the old one failed Paradise, as it has failed all of California today. We'll be back.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things going on here in Agenda 21 Radio. Multiple moving parts. Multiple moving parts. Let's see. Checking in with the Sacramento Bee. I don't know why I'm doing this. But another story that's kind of going along with this story about 60 Minutes and all this other good stuff. This is something that popped up yesterday, and I said, oh, this is kind of interesting. It says PG&E. Campfire. PG&E finds bullet holes and broken equipment at site where blaze likely started. Isn't that interesting? It says PG&E has acknowledged to regulators that it found bullet holes, a broken transmission tower hook, and other flaws with equipment at sites where the catastrophic campfire is believed to have started last month. Let's see if we've got some sort of thing about this. I don't know if they got any. It's kind of interesting when they do these kind of things. And okay, we're going to get to this. All right, here we go. We got to get sound going on. This is from Paradise. It's part of the story going forward. Here we go.
You know, we thought there'd be a few things salvageable, but there's really not. There's nothing. There was maybe a few things. This is his shop with his cars in it. Welders, everything he owned. I mean, I suppose we'll, you know, get it back. In the garage that would burn. So all I can think is it came from the house, got the quads, and just blew through so fast. I don't know.
So I don't know what I'm going to do. I have a friend in Reading who's trying to look on the internet to see if there's anything for a homeless little old lady. But you know, with a dog and four cats, it's not going to be
easy. And in this way, you know, because a lot of times when people come in the house and they don't know, and they're hoping, yeah. Now the house is gone and going to tears. We knew. Like I say, it's just things, so we're fine. I really can't see anything of value. It's kind of nice not having something anymore, you know, like, otherwise these have control of us. Now we have nothing. We're free.
Yeah, so many people that I've talked to that are victims of the fire say that, actually. They're free, you know, of all the things that they had. But, of course, it's never real freedom. So anyway, in its most detailed accounting yet of the problems that might have led to the November 8th wildfire that consumed most of Paradise, the beleaguered utility told state officials that its inspectors have found a broken C-hook on a high-voltage tower near the community of Polga, northeast of Paradise. Lawyers for campfire survivors suing PG&E have suggested the broken hook might have allowed a live jumper cable to make contact with the tower itself, showering the dry ground below with sparks. Separately, at a power pole in the Big Bend area of Concow, several miles away, PG&E employees found the pole and other equipment was on the ground with bullets and bullet holes in the break point of the pole and on the equipment. PG&E Senior Director of Regulatory Relations Meredith Allen wrote in a letter to the Public Utilities Commission, in addition, the utility said that the PG&E employee patrolling Concow Road northeast of Paradise 4 days after the fire saw wires down and damaged and down poles at the intersection of Concow Road and Rim Road. The location is within the campfire footprint. At this location, the employee observed several snapped trees with some on top of the downed wires. I'm not putting too much credence in that one. Previously, PG&E had disclosed that it experienced equipment problems at Polga and Big Bend around the time the fire was started, but released no other details, and CAL FIRE is still investigating. And Allen's letter stressed that the time that the cause of these incidences has not been determined and may never be fully understood until additional information becomes available. That's kind of like the typical CAL FIRE thing. Right now they say 86 people have died in the deadliest of California history. Risk management consultants, RMS, has said losses could surpass $7 billion. The death toll is now 86 after a man dies in a hospital. Three remain missing, they say. Okay. campfire evacuees return to Paradise and sift through ruins. That seems to be the thing that's going on. We're going to be up there. In fact, reporting to you about what is going on with the latest that we can possibly find about what's going on. They say that some looters have been arrested up there. Good for them. I mean, good for the looters to be arrested. I mean, and some looters. A Chico resident, another one, a Michael Salisbury, 48, Reno. Tracy Sizer, Megalia, suspicion of vehicle theft, possession of stolen vehicle, looting. Shane Tinnell, 22, Megalia, suspicion of vehicle theft. Teddy King, 29, Paradise. Jeez. John Brown, 38, of Oroville. Man, wow, look at that dude. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that. People, stay away. If you don't know what you're doing, stay out of the area. It's probably a pretty good idea to do that. You know, something that you might want to think about. Anyway, we got a lot going on here in terms of the fire and what's going on. There's a lot of rumors, you know, because it burns so hot and all that stuff, and a lot of things that need to be checked out. I'm not really putting a lot of credence on what we find from Cal Fire. I'm not. I'm just not. I have no. I don't think that. I think this whole story about climate change, and clearly the president doesn't believe it. Nobody in the federal government now other than the deep staters that don't like Donald Trump. I don't think anybody truly understands what's going on there. I mean, they understand. They understand that the federal government failed in the federal lands to manage the forest properly. They understand that the state government clearly has done everything in its possible. And this is why I think this lawsuit being directed just at PG&E is really unfounded. And it should be directed at the state of California and wherever it can be, and also the federal government. Because these lands have not been maintained properly. And in fact, the case for negligence, gross negligence, on the part of the state of California is overwhelming because of all the things that have gone on there. That's what's going on. That's what you have to look at the whole broad spectrum, just in that in and of itself. And I haven't even piled on the theories. I haven't even piled on the so-called conspiracy theories. Funny how these conspiracy theories, though, turn into conspiracy fact, huh? I think it's a pretty good theory to believe that the negligence on the part of the state of California and the federal government together combined to enhance the burn, no question about it. No question about that. That's conspiracy fact. And we theorized about this years ago. And here are the facts today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-282-8255.
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. We've used the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. Okay, other things going on. California unveils $1.7 billion plan for rivers and fish. Will it ward off water wars? This is from the SACB, as we're reporting it. And this is, again, you know, things are pretty important. It says, hoping to head off one of the biggest California water wars in decades, state officials Wednesday proposed a sweeping $1.7 billion plan to prop up struggling fish populations across many of the state's most important rivers. Capping 30 days of feverish negotiations, the Department of Water Resources and the Department of Fish and Wildlife unveiled a dramatic plan that would reallocate more than 700,000 acre-feet of water from farms and cities throughout much of the Central Valley, leaving more water in the rivers and the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta to support the ailing steelhead and Chinook salmon populations. Right. That's enough water to fill up three-quarters of Folsom Lake, and several thousand acres of farmland would be fallowed as a result. Yeah, how's that working? In addition, agriculture irrigation districts and municipal water districts up and down the Central Valley had tentatively agreed to the surcharges on their water to pay for massive habitat restorations to help fish, improve spawning grounds, development of nutrient-rich floodplains, and more. The districts would kick in a total of $800 million, and the state is planning to contribute $900 million using water bond proceeds and other sources, said Carla Nemeth, director of the Department of Water Resources. The proposal was quickly blasted by many environmentalists as insufficient to save the fish, but members of Governor Jerry Brown's administration said it would smooth the way to make progress on the rivers as early as next year. Really? It's exciting and an important way to make things actually happen in a timely way, said Nemeth, told members of the State Water Board Resources Control Board. Chuck Bonham, director of Fish and Wildlife, said the compromise plan represents an effort at collaboration over conflict. It was far from certain, however, if the plan would bring peace to warring water factions. The board was set to vote later Wednesday on an even more dramatic proposal to roughly double the amount of water that stays in the rivers in order to benefit fish populations. The plan unveiled over the summer would require valley farmers in cities such as San Francisco and Modesto to surrender even greater amounts of water than the plan presented by Nemeth and Bonham. Notably, Bonham and Nemeth said they were unable to secure compromise agreements from water agencies that draw that draw on the Merced and Stanislaus Rivers, two of the most important rivers in the Valley watershed. And the plan they did propose found little favor in the environmental community, which could sue in an effort to block the proposal. Doug Obgigi of the Natural Resources Defense Council said the state plan doesn't go far enough in requiring cities and farms to relinquish water. Get it? Relinquish water. The state keeps asking for less to get to yes. He said in an interview. Trout Unlimited, an organization where Bonham worked for a decade, rejected the plan too, saying it falls short of meeting the needs of fishing families and salmon and steelhead in too many California rivers and the Delta Estuary. Regina Chicoloza of Save California Salmon urged the board to vote right away. The salmon are at a point where they can't wait any longer. Really? How does she know that? And what did the water look like 100 years ago without 150 years ago without any dams or reservoirs? What did those rivers look like? How freely flowing were those rivers in the spring or the fall? In the summer months? The State Water Board has spent years studying water flows on the Sacramento and San Joaquin watersheds, and earlier this year rolled out a final plan for leaving 40% of the San Joaquin's flow in the river and its tributaries. 40%. A similar plan for the Sacramento River watershed was set for a vote next year. State Water Board officials described the situation as dire. Really? In the San Joaquin River shed, currently, as little as 20% of the water stays in the rivers. Felicia Marcus, chairman of the board, has said that the status quo has put endangered fish species on the verge of collapse, even as she has acknowledged the hardships that farms and cities would face because of the board's proposal. It's fish over humans. And quite frankly, it's very dubious science, in my opinion. The state board, composed of Brown appointees, was poised to vote on the flows reallocation plan last month, but it agreed to a postponement after an 11-hour request from Brown and Governor Gavin Newsom to give state negotiators more time to reach a compromise with local water agencies, farmers, and others. In a short term or a short extension would allow these negotiations to progress and could result in a faster, less contentious, and more durable outcome, Brown and Newsom wrote in November. Voluntary agreements are preferable to a lengthy administrative process and inevitable ensuing lawsuits. The settlement plan unveiled by Bonham and Nemeth represented a partial solution, for instance. The city of San Francisco partnered with two agriculture irrigation districts in the San Joaquin Valley on a compromise agreement covering flows in the Tuolumne River and a third in the estuary of the San Joaquin. I wonder what these fish would have done 150 years ago without the reservoirs and the dams that now provide the constant water flow. Huh? What happened then? You know, as the rivers naturally dried up during the summer and fall. Dried up. No water, and yet nine nada. Haven't thought about that one.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Man, you really just don't know where the time goes when you're doing radio. When you're on your game, you don't know where the time goes. That's just a fast fact. Fast fact. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com. A21r.com. And that will help us help you. Help us help you. Absolutely. Absolutely. Help us help you. We're going to come back and talk about France. France. Some of the things going on there. Also about New California and the relationship. California Democratic lawmaker accused of child cruelty. Child cruelty. Anyway, I'm going to get up to Paradise and get you another report here. Some of the stuff going on. We got a lot of stuff going on in Paradise. We're going to be talking about that. The burn and the recovery, of course, the recovery phase, all the things that are happening there. We're going to be giving you full scoop on that stuff. Boy, there's so many things going on. And then we got the new California thing and the traveling all over the state. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. And by the way, the shortcut to the agenda21radio.news is a21r.com. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.